Now, the didge, or that's the friendly way of referring to the didgeridoo or the didge, is very rich in harmonics, or sometimes called overtones. Now, harmonics are in most of the sounds that we hear. There is the fundamental tone, or the initial sound, and on top of the sound are these harmonics, which are similar to reflections of sound. They're actually mathematical ratios of the first sound that was created. For example, the first harmonic that you hear is simply vibrating twice as fast as the original tone. The second harmonic you hear would be vibrating three times as fast. Some other instruments that I like to use in sound therapy are the Tibetan bowls, which are also very rich in harmonics. I like to now play you an example of a Tibetan bowl. These are bowls made of brass, and they're played using a wooden mallet and circling this along the edge. Now, this is similar to what Dr. Weil mentioned about making a sound with a wine glass when you rub your finger along the edge of the glass. So in this sample, the pulsing sound that you hear is actually a harmonic of the fundamental tone created by using the mallet, rubbing it along the side. This pulsing beat is a frequency measured in what are called hertz, or cycles per second, which are actually just vibrations per unit of time. Now, the number of cycles per second, or hertz, in Tibetan bowls is usually between 2 and 12. Now, the brain also produces frequencies which are inaudible, and these can be measured by the electroencephalogram Dr. Weil mentioned, or EEG. The frequency of these brain waves has become associated with different states of consciousness. For example, 0.5 hertz to 3 hertz is called delta state, and this is associated with deep sleep or yogis in meditation. 4 to 7 hertz is called theta state, and this is the point just as you're nodding off to sleep, or if you're in deep states of meditation, or sometimes altered states. 8 to 12 hertz is called alpha state, and this is associated with meditation and relaxation. Finally, 13 to 20 hertz is called beta state, and this is where most of us hang out. This is alert consciousness, when we're awake, walking around, thinking mind, and sometimes associated with anxiety. I'd like to let you listen to some examples of these brainwave states, represented as audible harmonics. So, see and feel how these sounds may evoke different states of consciousness within you. First, we're going to play an example of delta. And here's an example of theta. This is an example of alpha. And here's an example of beta. So let me explain to you these four frequency patterns we just heard and how they were generated. They may have sounded to you like they were one sound, but actually they were created by two sounds playing together at just slightly different frequencies. So I'd like to demonstrate this with the example of theta that we played earlier. The first thing we did was created a pure tone of 256 cycles per second. Then we created a pure tone of 262 cycles per second. So finally, we played these two tones together at the same time. So if you're listening to these sounds either in headphones or between speakers, your brain will hear and register the difference between the two frequencies, which is 6 cycles per second, or theta. This is called a binaural beat frequency, and there's something about the sound processing mechanism of the brain that hears these beats and receives stimulation at that frequency. Now, the music CD included in this set has many natural harmonics from the indigenous instruments that are used. However, we've also embedded some binaural beat frequencies to help you to enter deeper states of relaxation. This can help you to leave the beta mind and to journey into alpha and theta a little bit more.